This is Dr. Shelley Epstein dictating an independent medical evaluation for MES Solutions, 1393 Veterans Memorial Highway, Suite 110 North, 110 N, Hopog, New York, 11788. Exam date 9/19/2023, 9 a.m., MES number 211-230-17035. Claimant Natalie, BEHNA-MILANO, employer insured Eastern Suffolk BOCES, client Travelers, WC Melville. Location of the exam, 222 Middle Country Road, Suite 210, Smithtown, New York, 11787. Specialty psychiatry, case type, workers, comp evaluation. Claim number FXF8668, date of injury 09/20/2022. I certify that this report is a full and truthful representation of my professional opinion with respect to the claimant's condition in accordance with WCL Section 12, NYCRR 300.2D4E. I further certify that no person or entity has caused, directed, or encouraged me to submit a report that differs substantially from my professional opinion, and that I have reviewed this report and attest to its accuracy. Ms. Behin Milano arrived on time for our independent medical evaluation. It was made clear that no doctor-patient confidentiality existed, and she was aware of this prior to the evaluation. The claim is established to the head, neck, low back, concussion, convergence, insufficiency, and vestibular equilibrium. PFME found for post-traumatic stress disorder. The review of records is separate. Of note, Ms. Abina Milano presented with the results of a completed test called BrainCore neurofeedback, and she supplied me with a QEEG assessment report. Which I glanced at and are returning it to you. Okay. Natalie Bina Milano is a 48-year-old female who resides with her husband of 6 years. She is a speech therapist at Eastern Suffolk BOCES for the past 23 years. She worked full-time. The last day that she worked was September 20th of 2022. on that day. She was teaching three boys. One boy began to verbally fight. She states she was tossed by one of the boys and was airborne and slammed into the radiator. She was seen by the school nurse, the principal, and was treated with an ice pack. She drove herself home, stating she lives 5 minutes away, and then she slept for about 4 hours. The next day, she presented to CityMD with her husband, and she had an x-ray of her right shoulder. She states that a CT scan was also ordered, as well as some stomach tests. And she saw Dr. Queller, Q-U-E-L-L-E-R, was managing the evaluation and treatment for this post-concussion related events. Dr. Queller is an orthopedic, new paragraph, Dr. Queller is an orthopedist, but was aiding to evaluate Miss Nihar Milano's headaches and vestibular issues. She reported that 85% of the time she had trouble reading and showed evidence of light and sound sensitivity. Examples included gasping when a log made crinkly sounds in a lit fireplace. She said she startles extremely easily. Also has a tremendous difficulty multitasking. She finds it hard to read due to her convergence insufficiency, and was told that her brain needs to, quote, work three times as hard, unquote. She had an independent medical evaluation with Dr. Chacko for neurology and is awaiting to be under neurology care. Past psychiatric history. There was a pre-wedding anxiety. Her primary care doctor has given her Xanax for sleep in the past. There's no history of psychiatric admissions or suicide attempts. Currently, she drinks 1 to 2 drinks per week in a social setting. She was treated with Lexapro since the end of last year, and states that it has helped with anger and has diminished the frequency of crying spells. Family psychiatric history, her sister has depression, is on medication. Her sister also has alcoholism. In her social history, that she has one sister, 6 years older. She grew up in Smithtown. She's worked in a preschool in the past. Her parents are living. She has two stepchildren, ages 25 and 21. She states that her husband has been supportive. On mental status exam, she's casually dressed with fluent speech. Mood is sad at times. It's improved compared to what it was 1 or 2 weeks ago. She has lost 20 pounds purposely. And she quotes, "I have faith," unquote. She denies suicidal homicidal ideation, denies auditory or visual hallucinations, denies paranoia or delusions. Does have difficulty falling asleep. Some days exhibits increased sleep. Today's exam regarding her PTSD, she denied dreams, memories, or flashbacks. She reports ongoing irritable mood and continued startle response, as well as decreased concentration and feeling quote-unquote frozen at times. She has a history of difficulty speaking with strangers. Meanwhile, Molly was reporting to the physician in charge of her case that she's exhibiting decreased concentration, decreased sleep, fearfulness of a severe bleed, increased social isolation, and desire to be social. Alert and oriented to person, place, and time, insight and judgment, fair, impression, before we get to impression, consistent with post-traumatic stress disorder, the patient experienced a traumatic event, and wishes to avoid it in the future. She does have recurrent memories of the event. Is denying distressing dreams. Currently, denying flashbacks. She does try to avoid distressing memories. She has diminished interest in participation of activities, has intermittent irritability, problems with concentration, and a sleep disturbance. These were symptoms from the diagnostic criteria of DSM-5, with an emphasis on the specific symptoms that that Natalie is suffering with. Um, questions. Does the medical documentation support a causal relationship between the accident or injury? Yes. Claim established to head, neck, low back, concussion, convergence insufficiency, and vestibular equilibrium. It would be reasonable to add treatment for PTSD to this case. Patient was examined and detailed history was obtained. Again, the medical documentation does support a causal relationship between in terms of the PTSD being causally related, it also should be pointed out that Natalie should be reevaluated for her antidepressant treatment. She states she's on escitalopram, 10 milligrams daily, and has been for some time. However, there is definitely breakthrough irritability and an easy startle response. She should consult a psychiatrist. As treatment is medically necessary, patient is currently involved with the pathways to help brain cure neurofeedback. She can also pursue treatment in Riverhead, New York, in the outpatient setting, or with a psychiatrist who participates with covering the rug at night. Thank you, Shelley Epstein, MD.